Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome back to the podcast, Hijabi Diaries. This is season 1, episode 3. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how the trials and hardships that we are put through, how it affects our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how it affects our own relationship with ourselves too. So let's get talking about it. We need to learn not to depend on other people, but to depend on Allah. Because He's the one who can fix our problems, not other people. What are they going to do? They're just going to give you advice. But the real person to fix whatever is going on in your heart is the Lord, the most merciful, the one that knows everything, the one that hears Allah. He is the one that will fix it. Just turn to Him, talk to Him, treat Him like your best friend. That's what we all should do. We need to stop going to our quote-unquote friends to like tell them about our problems when Allah, He hears, He wants to listen to us. He loves when we turn back. He loves when we talk to Him. He already knows what we're gonna say, yet He still listens. Subhanallah. That's crazy. It makes me emotional when I say that because the amount of love that Allah has for us, it's crazy. And everything that we do, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not a perfect Muslim, but still, everything that anybody does and they forget to mention Allah, imagine how sad He feels. He loves us and we don't give any love back to Him. No, that's messed up. Basically, we need to learn not to cry in front of others. Since we're, like, when you cry to others, you end up regretting it, don't you? So you can always go and cry to Allah. You'll never regret it, literally. That's, like, the safest place for you on this dunya. When you cry to Allah, He hears and He counts every tear that drops from your face. Those tears are a message. When you can't speak from your tongue, your heart speaks for you. Sorry, I'm tumbling over here with words. But Allah knows everything that goes on inside of your head, inside of your heart, anything. He knows. He's the all-knowing. I love that. Oh my gosh. Anyways, it makes me emotional when I say this, but when I think back to what Allah saved me from, wallahi, you need to trust me on this. When I say this, in that certain moment, it's not going to make sense because you'll be hurting. You're going to feel like something is breaking you. Something is punching you. Whatever you're going through in that moment, none of it's going to make sense. None of it made sense when I went through stuff. But the thing is, months down the line or years down the line, it could take up to years. You never know how long it takes. It just, you know, it just depends on the situation. But months down the line, you're gonna see exactly why it happened. And Sabr is loved by Allah, and Allah loves us. So no one understands why they go through what they go through. Only Allah knows why He puts us through those hardships. But never forget, Allah did say, surely with hardship comes ease. So there's always ease at the end of every little hardship. And He promised us ease not once, but twice. Subhanallah.
When our heart becomes heavy from the burdens that we carry and we feel like that we can't move forward or we don't know how to move forward, we need to remember the words that our Creator said to us. He said, Allah does not burden a soul more than it can bear. Quran 2:286. That's like Allah's way of telling us, like, trust me, you know, like, I got this and you got this, it'll be okay, you know. So when Allah sees us struggling and striving, even when we're breaking down and then we get back up, Allah the most merciful, sees us, and he knows everything. So when Allah loves us, the sincerity in our heart, he knows about. He will see and he will make a way out for you. I know it seems impossible when you're going through whatever that it is. It's always impossible at the beginning of your hardship. But trust me when I say it, wallahi, it will always get better. You just need to talk to Allah. You need to turn back to him. Make him your best friend. Do not rely on anyone else but him. Because he's the one that will fix it. He's the one that can heal you. And subhanAllah, I find peace when I pray. And when you don't find peace, or like when you're missing your prayers and you feel like, oh, it's whatever, I'll just be forgiven. No, that's like your heart getting blackened. You're getting away from the iman. Your iman is not high when you think of it that way. You need to say, oh no, I'm missing my prayers. What is Allah gonna think of me if I died right now? Look at all the sins that I have committed. The angels have already wrote this down and I didn't even repent. What is Allah gonna say to me? How am I gonna face Allah? That's what we need to think about. We need to plan things out. But no one's ready for the conversation when Allah will basically bring us up and he'll call us by our name on the day of judgment. That's gonna be one scary thing, but may Allah guide us all, inshallah and ameen. And may Allah make us make anything and everything easier, ameen. Just remember to pray always and keep Allah when you are going through rough times, and even when you're going through good times, you need to remember him through happiness and pain, because he's the one who gives us all of that. He gave us life. Don't forget that.
One advice that I would give you is that this world will distract your heart from the real goal. So sometimes being silent and disconnecting you, like disconnecting yourself from this dunya, helps you survive. The dunya is physically the lowest place. Everything else is above us, like Jannah. There are 8 doors of Jannah, and that's our goal. The dunya distracts us from that. There's so much in this dunya that will put obstacles that's gonna be in our way of getting to Jannah. We just need to cross those obstacles, and a lot of people, they can't do it. But don't say you can't do it, because you can do anything. Trust me, you can do anything you put your mind to. But anyways, I'm gonna read you guys a little poem by Husnan Raja. So I'm gonna read it. Let's go. I was brought into this world not knowing the pain it would cause me, later figuring out that every little thing would harm me. As humans, we have destroyed such a beautiful place, an unusual case, as we feel no sympathy for the hearts that break. We failed the test with greed, not knowing we have been blessed indeed. This earth has become the reason for all this stress in me. We get lost trying to find the pleasure we seek. Some days wishing we don't wake up when we rest to sleep. If I were to leave this earth by choice, I would escape in a heartbeat. A world where we speak with egos instead of letting our hearts speak. Dunya will be dunya. We will never understand it, but my faith gets me out of this world while my feet on this earth are planted. MashaAllah.
So that's it. I hope you guys learned a bit more. And I don't know, hopefully you got motivated and inspired, because I know for a fact I did. This was everything that I had written a while ago. But yeah, so I just wanted to share this little advice with you guys, and inshallah it helps you out. So that's it for episode 3. Inshallah you guys enjoyed it, and I tried keeping it not too long but not too short, because I know episode 2 was very long. I'm sorry about that. I just talked too much, I guess. But yeah, so inshallah, I will see you guys in episode 4 very soon. Until then, khuda hafiz.